The first of three mother-daughter discussions will be held tonight at the People's Health Clinic from 6 to 8 p.m. Two more will be held on October 22nd and October 29th. People's Health Clinic Director Nan Worrell says the series is more than just additional sex education. She says it's about basic communication skills between moms and their daughters.
Earlier this year, several agencies got together to discuss the problem of teen pregnancy in our community and looked at a lot of different programs nationwide to see what was being successful. And so in May, we piloted our first three-part series, and it focuses on things like taking care of your body, communication and relationships, parent-teen communication, what is a healthy relationship. And in prepping for this, the first series, we talked to a lot of moms and found out that they were uncomfortable initiating the conversation. They didn't know how to bring up the subject. They didn't know what to say about it. They had real gaps in their own knowledge about, you know, physical development and sexuality. So we put together this three-part series for moms and their daughters age 9 and up, and it was well received. The feedback was just over the top.
A similar series was held last spring, and 46 moms and daughters showed up for it. Another series, she says, will be offered next spring. The number of teen pregnancies, defined as ages 11 to 18 throughout the state, she says, is a bit alarming.
Every time that I have to call the Utah Division of Child and Family Services to report a 14 or 15-year-old that's pregnant, it absolutely breaks my heart. And so I was having several conversations with different agencies that also work with young women who are concerned about the teen pregnancy rate.
Yeah. Can you put some numbers on it?
It's like kind of like nailing jello to the tree. The last numbers that I saw that I felt were credible was in 2011, Utah had 31 teen pregnancies per 1,000 girls.
The numbers aren't broken out by county. The calls to report the pregnancies for the youngest girl, she says, is required by Utah's strict reporting laws.
It depends on the age of the girl and the age of the birth father. And so in the state of Utah, no girl 15 and under can ever consent to any form of sexual activity. And so when we have a young woman come in that's pregnant, 15 or younger, and we know she has identified the birth father, by law, we have to report that.
Are they being charged with, statutory rape or anything?
Yes, they are. The Utah Division of Child and Family Services has a caseworker in this area, and they do the follow-up.
14-year-old girls, she says, shouldn't be hanging out with older guys, and that's just one of the topics, she says, that'll be discussed during the series.
And that's one of the things that this series really focuses on is, you know, taking control of your body. You know, what's a healthy relationship, and is it appropriate, and talking with moms as well, is it appropriate for a 14-year-old to be in a relationship with a 20-year-old or 25-year-old? And so the classes provide information, and they provide a forum for the moms and daughters to really talk about some things they probably haven't talked about in the past.
The moms and daughters will be meeting separately, and the girls will be grouped into 9 and 13-year-olds and 14 to 18-year-olds. Worrell's hopeful that this series can help supplement the limited information that is taught in Utah schools. It's a community problem, she says, and needs a community solution.
In talking with this group that came together to put this series on, we felt like this is a community issue, it's a community problem, and it's going to take all of us coming together. And so that's why so many different agencies are involved in this.
That's People Health Clinic Director Nan Worrell. The series is free. For more information, contact the People's Health Clinic at 333-1850. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.